Okay, welcome dear listeners to another edition of the Jacobs Podcast. Today I'm joined by National Director of Advance Australia, which is a new organisation that's just started. Very fresh, just hit the headlines today. And I'm joined by Jared Benedet. Jared, welcome to the Jacobs Podcast.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So this is a really original question, and I'm sure you haven't been asked this before, but why did you start Advance Australia?
Oh, for a number of reasons. I think the number one reason was that Australia's changed over the last 10 years, and not for the better. And if people don't step up and get active, then it'll continue to change. And the mainstream values that our members hold dear, and the personal freedoms that they cherish, will continue to be eroded. You know, we have a very simple mission at Advance Australia. It's to protect, defend and advance mainstream values and freedoms while championing the institutions which strengthen the Australian way of life. And that's important for millions of Australians who are either born here or have come here across seas, but want the Australian way of life and desire that. So that's the most critical elements. There's a bit of background. We're a not-for-profit organisation, powered by mainstream people. We're not beholden to any of the political parties. We're not affiliated to any of them. We're not affiliated to business or the unions or any community or religious groups. We're an independent body, a movement for mainstream Australia.
And just quickly, Jared, as well, what's your personal journey? I noticed you've sort of spent some time in politics. You've been in the private sector a little bit throughout your career, and you've hovered around government a fair bit in your own professional capacity. But maybe just quickly, how do you get to this position?
Yeah, absolutely. I have been a staffer, and you know, it's on the public record. Anyone who Googles will find out very quickly. Mm-hmm. But they'll also find out that I've worked at an organisation called Careers Australia, which was one of Australia's largest vocational training providers, at the National Rugby League, at News Corp. So I've had a range of experiences, both corporate and what I like to think was public service in being a staffer, for the values and the traditions and the freedoms that I hold dear.
You might have touched on it before, pardon me, about GetUp and some of these organisations, and how this is a bit of a counter, or the reception so far is that Advance Australia is a bit of a counterpunch to that. Just what are the characteristics that you think have made GetUp so successful? They have been operating it for quite an amount of time, I think over a decade. There's a lot of political ease to some of the things they advocate that make good sort of sound bites, but are not really about hard decisions. You've got a lot of money as well, from what I can appreciate and understand, or what you read about them. But what are your thoughts on how GetUp's been so effective over the years, and why?
Yeah, GetUp has been effective. There's no doubt about that. They were part of a long-term plan from the unions and the ALP to create a campaigning arm that was independent. You know, recently GetUp's had to change its status from, you know, wanting to be a charitable institution to no longer. And one of their founders, a woman called Amanda Tattersall, says that their mission is to make Australia more progressive. But when you dig down into the detail, and the devil's always in the detail, you find out that it's their version of Australia. It's not a self-determined version where people's rights and freedoms are respected. And it's a political agenda that is so closely aligned to both the Greens and the Labor Party that it's indistinguishable at times. You know, and Advance Australia will be different. We're going to take issues as they arise on their merits. And, you know, we're running two campaigns at the moment. The first one is around saving the date for Australia Day. There are millions of Australians who have celebrated their citizenship on the 26th of January since 1935, when it became our national day. We want to see that continued. That tradition makes for the Australian way of life, you know, an important, as I should say, it marks for the Australian way of life, a very important milestone for a lot of people in Australia. We don't want it hijacked by political correctness, and that's one of the campaigns we're running. The other one is around superannuation. Now, this won't affect everyone, but it does affect over 1.1 million retirees, over 200,000 self-managed super funds, and over 2,000 retail super funds. While being discriminatory in nature, its impact is far and wide-reaching.
And just a bit more then on some of those issues, like how will issues, those are two you know, sort of key issues right there, but how do you sort of envisage issues coming up in the future? Will they be voted on, or will members put forward certain things? How's that going to get traction?
Yeah, absolutely. The way we will operate, and we've been very open about this, is our members will have their say. They'll tell us what's important to them through surveys, through Facebook, through a range of different petitions and campaigns, and we'll use that information to craft both campaigns and content, because we also believe we've got a large education task, a task that we feel very passionately about in terms of educating Australians as to what's going on. People are busy at home with their everyday lives, and they don't see everything that happens. So we've got a huge education role as well.
That's interesting. That's a good point about people being busy, and it's sort of interesting with people, I guess, being on the conservative side or the, I guess, the opposite to progressive politics. There's always a saying that I'm reminded of, especially when I wrote my book, that conservatives don't write enough books. And I think the sort of reason for that is why, you know, it's a very similar reason why there aren't really any, I guess, centre-right or anti-progressive activist organisations, is because people of that philosophical persuasion are, in my sense, doing other productive things and don't have time to write books or sit down and ponder sort of things or even campaign. What is different, do you think, this time to, I guess, past initiatives where the, I guess other organisations in the past who would try to be a counterpunch to Get Up but haven't sort of lasted the test of time, I guess?
Yeah, look, our longevity will always be a challenge. We're open about that. As I said before, we're a not-for-profit organisation funded by mainstream Australians. There's no union check at the end of the financial year that bails us out or anything like that. In terms of how we present ourselves, I think we'll be different. You rightly touched on people from the centre-right, mainstream Australians who are busy going about their everyday life. We will give them a voice through the tools that we have. They can have a say through us. We will represent their views, opinions and values into politicians, into bureaucrats, into institutions, so that their voice is heard, so that we stop this rejection of the silent majority. And I gotta say, things have changed in Australia, but people haven't voted for them. They haven't embraced them, they haven't been told about them, and that's where we find the greatest level of resistance. And it's a threat to our democracy long term that small minority groups are able to railroad the majority.
And I guess it's interesting too about people, I guess, looking to politics and it hasn't delivered in some sense for them. And I think arguably that's where Advance Australia is picking up a lot of that slack in terms of that advocacy role, which people are looking to mainstream political parties but not quite getting that reception.
Yeah, look, political parties have their place, and so do movements like ours that are outside of that political system to some degree, in terms of we don't have members that vote in pre-selections, or we don't elect candidates and those type of things. But we have the ability to be active, flexible, nimble, and to stand up for our values. The beauty is, because we're not running for office, I don't have to promise people anything. I don't have to make promises that I can't keep, and I won't walk away from our value.
And you, this is second last question, but you've got some pretty high profile advocates or people on the board of Advance Australia. You're obviously looking to sign people up. Just talk a bit about, you know, how more people can get involved and that kind of thing, and who you've got involved so far.
The best way to get involved is to go to advanceaustralia.org.au, sign up. We'll send you updates. We'll invite you to participate in petitions or actions, to raise awareness, to share the content with your friends, and slowly that will permeate throughout the community. I think the other thing that's really important is, given we're not a political party, people are open to have their say. And they can have their say through our website, through our feedback mechanisms. And as I said earlier, we're funded by everyday Australians putting their hand in their wallet and giving us, you know, $20, $25, $30, and doing it on a basis that they believe in the values. They believe that Australia has drifted too far away from mainstream values and freedom.
And then just direct people or listeners towards the website or the Facebook group. What's the most immediate way that people can check out Advance Australia?
Yeah, so Facebook is Advance AUST. Otherwise, the URL is www.advanceaustralia.org.au. jacobs.au.
All right, well, Jerry Benedict, thanks for joining us on the Jacobs podcast. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Sean. Cheers.
Okay, well, thank you very much, dear listeners, for joining me on that episode of the Jacobs podcast with Jared Benedict of Advance Australia. If you have any ideas for future podcasts or discussions, please contact me at seanjacobs.com.au. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for listening, and until next time.